Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Claude Gauvin, chief financial officer for Rona Incorporated, as well as the company's director of investor relations, Stefan Malot. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and their ticker symbol is RON. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Costello. It's a pleasure to be there.
Good morning.
Great. Good morning. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Rona Inc. for some of our listeners here who may be new to your story.
Yeah, if I may start first. We work today a public company. As you know, we have three main divisions. We have a retail division, we have a distribution division, and we also have a commercial division. Actually, we have a company, we own about 19% market share in Canada. We are the consolidator in our industry, and we have a strong business plan, and we're confident that in the coming years, Rona will continue to manage the company, and we are confident that we have plenty of rooms for future consolidation, plenty of room for future development. Based on our plan, we have four different vectors to grow the business. We can grow organically, we can grow by acquisition, we can grow by the recruitment of dealers, and finally, we can grow the business by a store opening. So here's the whole picture of the company. Having said that, we are in the second phase of our plan, 2008 to 2011. We are in the second phase of our plan. Our current plan is the New World Program. And actually, the objective of our plan is we want to reaccelerate the development of our company.
Certainly. And can you bring us up to speed on the recent wood product procurement policy?
Yes, if I may. In fact, what we published recently is the progress we made on this procurement policy, and we're very proud of it. We have now 100% of softwood lumber that is sourced from certified forest, 25% softwood lumber sourced from FSC certified forest, and that was achieved 2 years ahead of schedule. So many interesting achievements there, and that has been really we've been acclaimed, I would say, by many third party in this field. So we're very proud of it, and we continue to focus on that for the years to come. That's for sure.
Well, good. And so talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in the lumber sector and how well positioned Rona is to capitalize on them.
Main trend, you mean in terms of demand?
Market
trends. Or in terms of...
Market trends.
Market trends.
Market trends. Actually, first of all, in our industry, as you know, housing starts are slowing down.
Uh-huh.
But the renovation is going well. So having said that, I would say that 2010 is, let's say, a good year for construction and renovation. Not the best, actually. The consumer confidence is still, let's say, low. People are cautious or prudent. They are selective on their different expenses. But having said that, progressively, I think that from 2010... progressively, we should see an improvement on the renovation project. Actually, the size, the biggest problem is because people are prudent, nervous about the economy. They are not ready to, let's say, undertake a major renovation project. But progressively, when the confidence will improve, people will become more willing to undertake, let's say, more important renovation project. And then I think that we should see an improvement on our sales with regard to building material product, including lumber, for sure.
Certainly, and as you obviously mentioned, there are other vectors. So what would you say makes Rona unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Mix, actually, if I may come back on our three division, I would say when, for example, we want to compare Rona versus the other players in our industry, we have a different mix. We are a retailer, yes, but on the retail side, we have we understand that, first of all, it's not true that everybody wants to go to shop always one kind of store or one store concept. So we understood that. That's why, actually, we have different store format, different store concept. Some are there to support specific demand from boomers. Other store with different format are there to support more the new generation, X and Y, which, in fact, are looking for services, for example. So we have different store format, like different store concept. This is for the retail side. In our business model, like I said previously, we also have the distribution. Actually, in our industry, 50% of our industry is still in the hand of, let's say, many thousand dealers, and it's a huge market. And eventually, some of them will probably disappear. Some of them will disappear because they don't have any succession plan. So we see there an opportunity for consolidation. We want to continue to recruit many dealers across the country. Rona has been for many years a distributor. It's the basement of our business. So that's why not only on the retail, but also on the distribution, we see many opportunities for future consolidation, particularly because of the recruitment of eventually new dealers. And finally, in the mix of our business, we also have, like I said at the beginning, our commercial division. It's a very good division for us because this division, first of all, allows us to reduce the cyclicality of our business. We understand that it's not true that, for example, the pro will like to walk through a 100,000 square foot store each morning because they want to buy a different product. They prefer to stop and have a quick service. They want to talk with people who have a good expertise. And for them, the in-stock position is extremely important. So we understood that, and that's why today, not only across the country, we have many different store format, but we also have different branches in order to serve the pro across the country. So this is for the third part of our business, our commercial division. So we have, as we can see, we have a mix with three divisions, and we have a mix which allows us, again, to reduce the cyclicality of our business in order to make sure we can serve across the country in the housing industry, the do-it-yourselfers, book and ladder, the mom and pop, and also the pro.
Right, so you want to create that one-stop shop. And so in terms of the company's M&A strategy, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Usually when we acquire a company, we're looking for a kind of synergies. Let's say, first of all, in terms of number, kind of synergies in the range of about 2 to 3% of the company, or the volume, I would say, we just acquired. It's easy to acquire a company. The most difficult thing is you have to make sure you will successfully realize the integration. And after that, you will not only generate synergies, but you will have a specific plan to continue to grow the business you just acquired. And in fact, after probably close to 35 acquisitions in the last 10 years, I think that Rona proved in the market that not only were able to acquire company, but we were also able to, let's say, easily integrate our transaction and being in a position to generate important synergies. And in fact, by the way, we have a chance in our industry to be not only a consolidator, but a company who effectively grow by acquisition. And on that front, one of our advantages is, in fact, in our industry, there are no many real buyers. And this allows us, again, to grow by acquisition and make sure behind each acquisition, the purchase price is, let's say, relatively low, and each of our acquisitions are accretive day one without synergies. So after synergies, we can get a very, very good return on each of these acquisitions.
Certainly, good answer. And perhaps you guys could walk us through your background and experience, Claude and Stefan, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team over at Rona Inc.
First of all, if I can start with the president, Mr. Dutton is on board since about 30 years. I'm with Rona since 1986. It's not my first recession. And for the rest of the team, we have a very, very strong team with many, many years of experience on each nut sectors, like each expertise. It can be on the supply chain, it can be on the retail operation, commercial operation, it can be on marketing, on the merchandising, on the replenishment, on everything. So we have a good expertise. And also, because of our different acquisitions in the last 10 years, also there we've been able to have on the board many additional strong experts, which help us to I would say, on not only the daily basis, but help us on the development of our business. So we have, I would say, a great experience. And the most important thing is we, each of us, we share the same vision. We have a strong business plan. We believe, we're confident about our plan. And no matter what could happen in the market, because as you know, the market conditions are still tough, the most important thing is we have a strong plan and we believe that we have the right plan. Not only plan where we can consolidate the market, but the plan where we can deliver growth on the top and bottom line. And the good thing is we are extremely motivated about the future, excited, I would say, about the future, because if the last 2-3 years have been tough for us, because, you know, as a winner, we prefer to work in usually our good, our best, the best market condition. But having said that, we're confident that eventually the confidence will improve with regard to consumer. And we're confident we have a right plan for the future consolidation. And you will see progressively in the coming quarters and years, Rona will deliver a strong plan, strong top and strong bottom line growth. And we are, again, we have in place a very strong team, and we are extremely confident and excited about the coming years. You're still there?
Yes, sir. When it comes to investors in the financial community, do you believe that the Rona story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
No, first, we don't have the full upside. Unfortunately, people, investor like consumer, are not necessarily actually really confident about the economy. But having said that, I think that the best we can do is we have to continue to focus on the plan. We're confident we will create, we will continue to create value for our shareholders. We just put in place a new dividend policy. I think that it's always the same. We have to communicate, and on top of that, we also have to deliver. So we have to explain and re-explain each day what is the plan, what are the opportunities, where we're going, how we are confident about the plan, and what are the next steps. And if we continue to communicate the plan, if we continue to deliver progressively, I'm confident that progressively the value of our stock, we will get the right appreciation with regard to the value of our stock. But again, the best we can do today is keep focus on the plan, the execution, and make sure we will deliver.
Keep your eye on the prize, right? And so once again, joining us today is Chief Financial Officer Claude Gavin, as well as the Director of Investor Relations, Stefan Malot, for Rona Incorporated. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol RON, currently trading at $14.46 a share. The market cap is close to $1.9 billion. And we were just discussing the company's progress in the wood products procurement. And so before we, as well as the recent dividends, and so before we conclude, gentlemen, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider RON, Rona Inc., as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I would say three things. First, because we have a strong growth potential, top and bottom line. We're a company today who generate important cash flow. And finally, we have a huge operational leverage. Everything we did, everything we put in place in the last 3 years will eventually give us a very, very good result when progressively the confidence will come back with regard to consumer confidence. So we are extremely confident about our potential to grow this company, top and bottom line.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you both for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Rona.
It was a pleasure, Mr. Castello.
Thank you.